How to use marketing channels to drive book sales. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 76. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Understanding how online and offline marketing channels can work together is essential for your book's financial success. These channels, if consistently used together, can help you as an author achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. It will also help your book build a continuous stream of income. Here is a short discussion and explanation about book marketing channels and how they can help you become a more successful author. What is a marketing channel? Here is the quick explanation. A marketing channel simply refers to the places where you can interact with your audience. Each of these places, or channels, allows you to show your audience that you have a love for and expertise in your particular micro niche. These channels also give you and your audience a direct way to listen to each other and share information. This listening and sharing process is how meaningful, long-lasting, and profitable relationships are built between you and your audience. How is a marketing channel different from a sales channel? Here is the quick explanation. A sales channel simply refers to the way your books are brought to and sold to the book buyers or end consumers. These channels include online bookstores, brick-and-mortar bookstores, book distributors, wholesalers, and so on. These are typically called indirect sales channels. But if you are selling your book directly from your home or office, you are also part of the sales channel. This would be called a direct sales channel. There are two major ways to look at the different categories of marketing channels available to book marketers. These are one, online channels, and two, offline channels. Now, online channels. First, we start with the online channels you control. What online methods or outlets are you going to use to talk to your audience and show them that you have something to say? This could and should involve your blog, article marketing, guest posting, podcasting, making videos, using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on. All of these channels would become part of your social media marketing efforts, also known as your author platform. Now, the second part of the online channels are the online channels you don't control, such as blogs and websites that share or repost your blog post. This also includes reviews of your book that are written and posted on other blogs, or other bloggers that quote you or your book in their own blog posts, or they share your infographics or slideshare decks or videos, and so on. Now, number two, offline channels. Offline channels can also directly affect your online marketing and sales. This includes all of your marketing efforts that are not done online. Some of the more obvious examples are using direct mail postcards and newsletters to keep your customers informed about new information that you believe they would benefit from. Another is sending your clients and customers reminder notices or birthday cards, for example, and also calling them on the telephone or texting them a message. For example, if you're an accountant, you can ask your clients to share one of your online articles with their online audience, or send your past clients a reminder notice about the upcoming tax season deadlines. If you're a chef at a gourmet food market, for example, you can chat with your customers face-to-face about food, give them cooking lessons in your kitchen, give out free recipes, and so on. There are an endless number of offline ways to market to your audience. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. It just takes some creative thinking and a desire to share information to find new and fun ways to build and connect with your audience. Now to sum up, you should now realize that utilizing online and offline channels together can create an extremely powerful and profitable way to market your books. By combining each, you will be creating a marketing program that will build strength and momentum that will continue to help you consistently sell books over the long term. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, kunzonpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.